This is the module Kecemerlangan SPM 2024 listening test. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any question because you must not speak during the test. Now, open your question paper and look at part 1. You will hear people talking in 7 different situations. For questions 1 to 7, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear each recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 1. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Question 1. You will hear a conversation between Lucy and her sister.
Lucy, the holiday is nearing and I have made a checklist for everything we need to do to clean the entire house.
So, what should I do?
You will clean all the dishes, wash the clothes, do the dusting, sweeping and mopping for all the rooms. Also, you have to clean the kitchen area and the toilet. That's it.
Whoa, that does not sound fair at all. What tasks are left for you, dear sister?
I have tried distributing the chores evenly. Actually, I have more tasks than you. I am tasked with ironing, recycling, cleaning the fridge and ceiling fans, changing all the bed sheets, and the list goes on.
Okay, don't worry. I will help you with your tasks too.
I appreciate it.
Now, listen again.
Lucy, the holiday is nearing and I have made a checklist for everything we need to do to clean the entire house.
So, what should I do?
You will clean all the dishes, wash the clothes, do the dusting, sweeping and mopping for all the rooms. Also, you have to clean the kitchen area and the toilet. That's it.
Whoa, that does not sound fair at all. What tasks are left for you, dear sister?
I have tried distributing the chores evenly. Actually, I have more tasks than you. I am tasked with ironing, recycling, cleaning the fridge and ceiling fans, changing all the bed sheets, and the list goes on.
Okay, don't worry. I will help you with your tasks too.
I appreciate it.
Question 2. You will hear a conversation between Megan and her friend.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
Not feeling too good, actually.
Why? What happened?
Well, something terrible happened this morning.
What?
Well, I was playing with Bonio in the garden with a ball, and the ball went over the gate onto the road and...
Yes?
Well, Bonio went out the gate after it and got hit by a car.
Oh, no.
We took him to the vets immediately, but there was nothing she could do.
Oh, poor Bonio. And poor you. I know how much he meant to you.
We'd had him since he was a tiny puppy. He was like one of the family.
I'm really sorry. At least he had a happy life.
His life was too short.
Well, yes. I'm sorry. That was a really insensitive thing to say.
Now listen again.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
Not feeling too good, actually.
Why? What happened?
Well, something terrible happened this morning.
What?
Well, I was playing with Bonio in the garden with a ball, and the ball went over the gate onto the road and...
Yes?
Well, Bonio went out the gate after it and got hit by a car.
Oh, no.
We took him to the vets immediately, but there was nothing she could do.
Oh, poor Bonio. And poor you. I know how much he meant to you.
We'd had him since he was a tiny puppy. He was like one of the family.
I'm really sorry. At least he had a happy life.
His life was too short.
Well, yes. I'm sorry. That was a really insensitive thing to say.
Question 3. You will hear a conversation between a fruit seller and her customer.
Good morning. How can I help you, sir?
Good morning. I'm looking for some fresh fruits.
Well, we have a great selection today. These juicy mangoes and strawberries just came in this morning. Our watermelons are also sweet and refreshing this time of year.
They are mouth-watering. Do you have any offers on them?
If you take any two of these fruits together, you can get them for half price.
What a great bargain! I'll take the mangoes and watermelons then.
Now listen again.
Good morning. How can I help you, sir?
Good morning. I'm looking for some fresh fruits.
Well, we have a great selection today. These juicy mangoes and strawberries just came in this morning. Our watermelons are also sweet and refreshing this time of year.
They are mouth-watering. Do you have any offers on them?
If you take any two of these fruits together, you can get them for half price.
What a great bargain! I'll take the mangoes and watermelons then.
Question 4. You will hear an interview between a police officer and a witness.
I'd like to ask you some questions, miss. What's your name?
Rina Samad.
What's your profession?
I'm an optician. I work at the glasses shop. You know, the shop next to the bank.
Okay, Miss Rina. What were you doing at 2 yesterday afternoon?
I was standing outside the shop waiting for a friend. Suddenly, I saw two people running into the bank. There was a man and a woman.
Can you describe them?
The man was short and fat. He had long black hair.
Short and fat, with long black hair. What was he wearing?
I think he was wearing a black sweater and jeans.
Were the jeans black?
No, ordinary blue jeans.
And the woman, what was she wearing?
She was wearing a jacket and black trousers.
Are you sure?
Yes, she had black trousers.
What happened next?
After a few minutes, the man came out of the bank carrying a big bag, and then the woman came out. They got into a red car and drove away.
Now, listen again.
I'd like to ask you some questions, miss. What's your name?
Rina Samad.
What's your profession?
I'm an optician. I work at the glasses shop. You know, the shop next to the bank.
Okay, Miss Rina. What were you doing at 2 yesterday afternoon?
I was standing outside the shop waiting for a friend. Suddenly, I saw two people running into the bank. There was a man and a woman.
Can you describe them?
The man was short and fat. He had long black hair.
Short and fat, with long black hair. What was he wearing?
I think he was wearing a black sweater and jeans.
Were the jeans black?
No, ordinary blue jeans.
And the woman, what was she wearing?
She was wearing a jacket and black trousers.
Are you sure?
Yes, she had black trousers.
What happened next?
After a few minutes, the man came out of the bank carrying a big bag, and then the woman came out. They got into a red car and drove away.
Question 5. You will hear an announcement on a school program.
Attention students! The Nature Club will organize a tree planting day next Saturday, September 25th. This program aims to beautify the school and offer a conducive learning environment. We plan to plant approximately 100 trees around the school premises. Bechinpa Nursery is going to sponsor our school with the plants. So, please remember to bring all essential gardening tools from home. If interested, please send your name to Mr. Alif by September 14th. Let's improve our school environment and let's go green.
Now, listen again.
Attention students! The Nature Club will organize a tree planting day next Saturday, September 25th. This program aims to beautify the school and offer a conducive learning environment. We plan to plant approximately 100 trees around the school premises. Bechinpa Nursery is going to sponsor our school with the plants, so please remember to bring all essential gardening tools from home. If interested, please send your name to Mr. Alif by September 14th. Let's improve our school environment and let's go green.
Question 6. You will hear a conversation between Alice and her friend.
You are a real bookworm, Alif. That is the 10th book you have bought today.
I can't help it. Actually, I just wanted to check out the latest books in the market. But all the stories sound interesting from what I read on the back covers. Most importantly, I cannot ignore the 50% discounts for the second purchase. That is such a great deal that I just have to buy more books.
I hope you know what you are doing. Remember, don't judge a book by its cover.
Don't worry. I have also checked out the reviews for these books. Many readers have given these books either 4 or 5 stars.
Good. Now, let's finish our tour at this book expo.
Now, listen again.
You are a real bookworm, Alif. That is the 10th book you have bought today.
I can't help it. Actually, I just wanted to check out the latest books in the market. But all the stories sound interesting from what I read on the back covers. Most importantly, I cannot ignore the 50% discounts for the second purchase. That is such a great deal that I just have to buy more books.
I hope you know what you are doing. Remember, don't judge a book by its cover.
Don't worry. I have also checked out the reviews for these books. Many readers have given these books either 4 or 5 stars.
Good. Now, let's finish our tour at this book expo.
Question 7. You will hear a podcaster sharing about the new Google Meet update.
Hello, everyone. Google has announced its new and exciting Google Meet feature today. This user-friendly platform now provides a new gallery view. For those who enjoy contacting family and friends or companies that are holding online meetings, and even schools and universities that provide online classes, this feature will be very useful. The new tiled view allows users to see 16 participants at once. That is a huge improvement from the previous feature that only showed 4 people on the screen. Coming up, Google will introduce more features such as the ability to filter out background noise and adjust lighting automatically. This will improve video quality and provide better experience to its users.
Now, listen again.
Hello, everyone. Google has announced its new and exciting Google Meet feature today. This user-friendly platform now provides a new gallery view. For those who enjoy contacting family and friends or companies that are holding online meetings and even schools and universities that provide online classes, this feature will be very useful. The new tiled view allows users to see 16 participants at once. That is a huge improvement from the previous feature that only showed 4 people on the screen. Coming up, Google will introduce more features such as the ability to filter out background noise and adjust lighting automatically. This will improve video quality and provide better experience to its users.
That is the end of part 1. Now, turn to part 2. You will hear Adam talking about his experience shopping at second-hand shops. For questions 8 to 15, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to look at part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Hi, I'm Adam. As a fashion lover, I want to share about my recent experience shopping at secondhand shops that turned out to be both surprising and exciting. I visited two popular thrift stores, Hevren Bando, located in Section 13, and Fashion 1988 on Jalan Sultan. I stumbled upon these shops through a friend who shares my passion for unique and affordable fashion. Curious, I decided to check their online reviews and finally went there one Saturday afternoon. I started my journey with low expectations, imagining old-fashioned styles and dimish items. I took a bus to Section 13, where Hevren Bando was hidden in a corner with their treasure. I brought along 200 ringgit, unsure of how much I would spend. But I ended up spending only 40 ringgit for three comfortable t-shirts, which felt like a bargain considering the quality and variety that I found. In Fake Heaven Bundle, I was greeted by racks of clothing ranging from dresses and jackets to accessories like hats and scarves. The prices vary, with items ranging from 5 ringgit for a simple top to 50 ringgit for a designer coat. The shop prefers cash payment, but also accepts credit cards and e-wallet, making the exchange convenient. At Fashion 1988, the experience was equally thrilling. The shop was more luxurious, with a vast collection of designer pieces. Here, I spent 120 ringgit, picking up a pair of classic leather boots. The range of prices was slightly higher, from 50 ringgit for a vintage t-shirt to 200 ringgit for branded designer pieces. The shop owner assured me that their items were all original, but I was also reminded by fellow shoppers to be careful with fake products. They shared tips on checking labels and fabric quality to spot fakes. Both shop owners promised discounts on future purchases, encouraging me to return. They also talked about how secondhand shopping can help with the fast fashion crisis, which I strongly agree with. By choosing secondhand, I was not only saving money, but also reducing my environmental effect.
Now, listen again.
Hi, I'm Adam. As a fashion lover, I want to share about my recent experience shopping at secondhand shops that turned out to be both surprising and exciting. I visited two popular thrift stores, Hevren Bando, located in Section 13, and Fashion 1988 on Jalan Sultan. I stumbled upon these shops through a friend who shares my passion for unique and affordable fashion. Curious, I decided to check their online reviews and finally went there one Saturday afternoon. I started my journey with low expectations, imagining old-fashioned styles and dimish items. I took a bus to Section 13, where Hevren Bando was hidden in a corner with their treasure. I brought along 200 ringgit, unsure of how much I would spend, but I ended up spending only 40 ringgit for 3 comfortable t-shirts, which felt like a bargain considering the quality and variety that I found. In Fight Heaven Bundle, I was greeted by racks of clothing ranging from dresses and jackets to accessories like hats and scarves. The prices vary, with items ranging from 5 ringgit for a simple top to 50 ringgit for a designer coat. The shop prefers cash payment, but also accepts credit cards and e-wallet, making the exchange convenient. At Fashion 1988, the experience was equally thrilling. The shop was more luxurious, with a vast collection of designer pieces. Here, I spent 120 ringgit, picking up a pair of Kafik leather boots. The range of prices was slightly higher, from 50 ringgit for a vintage t-shirt to 200 ringgit for branded designer pieces. The shop owner assured me that their items were all original, but I was also reminded by fellow shoppers to be careful with fake products. They shared tips on checking labels and fabric quality to spot fakes. Both shop owners promised discounts on future purchases, encouraging me to return. They also talked about how second-hand shopping can help with the fast fashion crisis, which I strongly agree with. By choosing second-hand, I was not only saving money, but also reducing my environmental effect.
That is the end of part 2. Now, turn to part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about environmental-friendly family activities. For questions 16 to 20, choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 2 extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Speaker 1.
Parents should set up recycle bins at home and let the kids sort out their own trash into the right bins. Of course, give them small rewards when they get it right as motivation and encouragement.
Speaker 2.
Families can work on a DIY project using objects like leaves, flowers, and tree branches. They can use their creativity in arranging and pasting these materials on a board or pressing prints from painting on the objects to create art for their home.
Speaker 3.
Instead of visiting shopping malls, parents can plan a picnic outdoors. Have the kids set the menu and pack their food to bring along while parents explain the use of containers to reduce waste.
Speaker 4.
Spend your free time by sorting out items that can be reused. Children have great imagination, so let them decide what craft ideas they want to try. They can turn a milk box into a boat, a plastic bottle into a pencil holder, or paper rolls into a telescope.
Speaker 5.
Put the children in charge of spotting energy waste around the house. Assign them to switch off electrical appliances or check the water taps every time they want to leave the house.
Now, listen again. Speaker 1.
Parents should set up recycle bins at home and let the kids sort out their own trash into the right bins. Of course, give them small rewards when they get it right as motivation and encouragement.
Speaker 2.
Sanalis can work on a DIY project using objects like leaves, flowers and tree branches. They can use their creativity in arranging and pasting these materials on a board or pressing prints from painting on the objects to create art for their home.
Speaker 3.
Instead of visiting shopping malls, parents can plan a picnic outdoors. Have the kids set the menu and pack their food to bring along while parents explain the use of containers to reduce waste.
Speaker 4.
Spend your free time by sorting out items that can be reused. Children have great imagination, so let them decide what craft ideas they want to try. They can turn a milk box into a boat, a plastic bottle into a pencil holder, or paper rolls into a telescope.
Speaker 5.
Put the children in charge of spotting energy waste around the house. Assign them to switch off electrical appliances or check the water taps every time they want to leave the house.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4. You will hear an interview with Sally, a fitness influencer. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to look at part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest today is a popular fitness influencer. With more than 2.4 million followers on social media, Sally Kim is inspiring people of all ages. Sally, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me as your guest.
First of all, how did you become a well-known fitness influencer? Can you share with the listeners on your career journeys?
Absolutely. Growing up in a typical Asian family, I focused more on my education and earned a PhD in psychology at the age of 30, despite my interest and talent in sports. Later on, I worked 15 years as a counselor for small businesses, including a transportation company that I took over after a few years. Then I decided that it's time for me to do something I truly enjoy, which are sports and fitness. At 48 years old, I was encouraged by my daughter to create a Facebook account to promote fitness content and post exercise videos. She is my biggest supporter for me to take this leap of faith. After I did some research, I realized that a lot of what was being displayed on social media, especially in terms of self-image and lifestyle, are not necessarily good and can be harmful. That was why I decided to spread positivity in the fitness community. To be honest, I have never anticipated to make this a career, but I have always believed in following and listening to my intuition. I'm so happy that I used this found opportunity to pursue my passion.
That's really inspiring. What makes you interested in fitness?
Actually, I have a background in fitness. I have always been active when I was young. I learned ballet and even joined bodybuilding competitions in my teenage years.
A lot of people are interested on how they can stay in shape. Can you share some tips to the listeners?
Personally, the biggest motivation tip that I can give is to find something that you like to do when it comes to exercise. If you enjoy a routine, you are more likely to stick to it and do it regularly. If you force yourself to do a routine you dislike, you might lose motivation fast and will not be able to be consistent. Consistency is the key, so always try to make time for exercise routines that excite you, be it hiking, swimming, or simply walking around a park.
I'm sure you have some tips related to food and diet as well. Is it necessary to limit your food and only eat healthy meals?
I believe that discipline is very important. That does not mean that you have to cut food like pizza or fried chicken completely out of your life. For me, I still eat pizza, but only occasionally as a treat or cheat meal. After that, I make sure to get back on track and return to my habit of eating clean and healthy food options.
You shared some really good tips. Any last advice you would like to tell the listeners, especially those who have fitness goals to achieve?
There are many ways to get healthy, but most importantly, you must know your body's unique needs. Educate yourself through reading and consult a fitness instructor or a doctor to understand your body better. You can try out different fitness programs and see what makes you feel good. Another secret is to not be too strict on yourself, as it can affect you both physically and mentally. Be good to yourself and aim for long-term health benefits instead of chasing after temporary results.
Thank you so much for your advice and insights.
Thank you for having me.
Now, listen again.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest today is a popular fitness influencer. With more than 2.4 million followers on social media, Sally Kim is inspiring people of all ages. Sally, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me as your guest.
First of all, how did you become a well-known fitness influencer? Can you share with the listeners on your career journeys?
Absolutely. Growing up in a typical Asian family, I focused more on my education and earned a PhD in psychology at the age of 30, despite my interest and talent in sports. Later on, I worked 15 years as a counselor for small businesses, including a transportation company that I took over after a few years. Then I decided that it's time for me to do something I truly enjoy, which are sports and fitness. At 48 years old, I was encouraged by my daughter to create a Facebook account to promote fitness content and post exercise videos. She is my biggest supporter for me to take this leap of faith. After I did some research, I realized that a lot of what was being displayed on social media, especially in terms of self-image and lifestyle, are not necessarily good and can be harmful. That was why I decided to spread positivity in the fitness community. To be honest, I have never anticipated to make this a career, but I have always believed in following and listening to my intuition. I'm so happy that I used this found opportunity to pursue my passion.
That's really inspiring. What makes you interested in fitness?
Actually, I have a background in fitness. I have always been active when I was young. I learned ballet and even joined bodybuilding competitions in my teenage years.
A lot of people are interested on how they can stay in shape. Can you share some tips to the listeners?
Personally, the biggest motivation tip that I can give is to find something that you like to do when it comes to exercise. If you enjoy a routine, you are more likely to stick to it and do it regularly. If you force yourself to do a routine you dislike, you might lose motivation fast and will not be able to be consistent. Consistency is the key, so always try to make time for exercise routines that excite you, be it hiking, swimming, or simply walking around a park.
I'm sure you have some tips related to food and diet as well. Is it necessary to limit your food and only eat healthy meals?
I believe that discipline is very important. That does not mean that you have to cut food like pizza or fried chicken completely out of your life. For me, I still eat pizza, but only occasionally as a treat or cheat meal. After that, I make sure to get back on track and return to my habit of eating clean and healthy food options.
You shared some really great tips. Any last advice you would like to tell the listeners, especially those who have fitness goals to achieve?
There are many ways to get healthy, but most importantly, you must know your body's unique needs. Educate yourself through reading and consult a fitness instructor or a doctor to understand your body better. You can try out different fitness programs and see what makes you feel good. Another secret is to not be too strict on yourself, as it can affect you both physically and mentally. Be good to yourself and aim for long-term health benefits instead of chasing after temporary results.
Thank you so much for your advice and insights.
Thank you for having me.
That is the end of part 4. You have 6 minutes to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have 1 more minute. That is the end of the test. Please stop now.